The New York Times reports Yahoo is buying New York-based startup Tumblr for $1.1 billion. Tumblr is a blogging platform and one of the most well-known companies in New York City's tech scene, but so far it hasn't made much money. And Yahoo has troubles of its own. Marissa Meyer is the company's latest CEO, and she's trying to take the company in a new direction. I'm joined now by Manoush Zomorodi, the host of WNYC's technology segment, New Tech City. Good morning, Manoush.
Good morning, Sotirios. Happy Internet Week to you.
Oh, thank you. I didn't realize it was. What is Tumblr, just to give us a little setup here, and why does Yahoo want it?
Okay, so Yahoo wants Tumblr basically so it can be cool again. Tumblr is a really simple, very visual blogging site with a sort of social media twist. And it's used by millions of people under the age of 24, and that's the key demographic that Yahoo wants to attract as its CEO, Marissa Meyer. She's trying to revive the Yahoo brand, and obviously she's willing to spend a lot of money to do it.
Tumblr, as I mentioned, you know, is not making a lot of money, but by some reports, it's only made $13 million last year, and Yahoo's reportedly spending $1 billion to try to buy the company. Is Yahoo perhaps being a little too optimistic about what Tumblr can do for it?
Yeah, so Tumblr has over 100 million users. And again, they are key users. They are people who are technology tastemakers. And Yahoo is really betting here that this user base is going to grow fast, maybe eventually providing a lot of space to put ads, but more likely to pull more people into sort of the Yahoo world for other things. And this is really about adding value to the Yahoo brand. And we've seen this strategy before. Facebook paid about $1 billion for the photo sharing service Instagram last year. Google paid $1.65 billion in stock to buy YouTube 7 years ago. So these big older internet companies, they want access to these very engaged audiences on these platforms, and they want to offer a place to make and share content, not just look for search, not just put up headlines or whatever else they offer.
How significant is this for New York's tech scene?
Well, New York, we haven't had a big buy like this here in New York. You know, not only hasn't there been a Facebook or a Google or an Amazon produced here, there's been no splashy IPO or acquisition to say, you know, hey, NYC, we're nipping at the heels of Silicon Valley. So this is definitely going to give New York some cachet and put off the talk of a bubble for a little while at least.
If there are now some, you know, very wealthy tech entrepreneurs here in New York, say, for example, Tumblr CEO David Karp, how important is that for the growing tech sector and tech scene here? I mean, it's not like there is a shortage of millionaires and billionaires already living in New York.
No, we seem to have our share here, right? Well, you know, big paydays like this are all about building an ecosystem, to use a word that is used ridiculously often in the tech scene. Tech people make a lot of money. They put it back into other tech companies, and the theory goes, you know, the cycle goes on. But I can't speculate how David Karp plans to spend his money. The rumor is that he's got 4 years with Yahoo, and one would guess that he's going to focus on keeping Tumblr cool and not being sort of eaten by the Yahoo beast. So we'll see. But, you know, there was a new report out last week from the Center for an Urban Future saying that the number of venture capital deals done here in the city has more than doubled over the past 10 years.
Hmm. So that's impressive. Since Meyer's taken over Yahoo, she's been spending a lot of money to buy other companies, like the $30 million purchase of Sumly, created and run by a 17-year-old. What's her strategy?
Yeah, so she's made about half a dozen small acquisitions, mostly for the talent working at those companies. But, you know, her aim is to move a big ship. It's to re-energize her employees, to get people looking at Yahoo on their phones, on their tablets, and to get attention from people like you and me, Sotirios.
Right.
Today, as I mentioned, is the first day of Internet Week in New York. This story is going to dominate the conversation this week. There's a mystery event planned for today. So, you know, if these are her goals, then 2 points for Ms. Meyer this morning.
Hmm. And how do you think this purchase of Tumblr will affect Tumblr's young creative user base?
Well, you know, a petition has already started on Tumblr to stop Yahoo. Hmm. And the truly edgy users will probably move on to the next cooler, more subversive platform. But Yahoo knows it needs to keep this base happy. So it will probably try not to mess with them too much, at least at the very beginning.
All right. Well, thanks so much, Manoush, and happy Internet Week to you, too.
Oh, thank you so much, Sotirios.
Manoush Zomorodi is the host of WNYC's weekly technology segment and podcast, New Tech City. You're listening to Morning Edition on WNYC.